This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. Aspenites say their government needs to be more transparent. At two listening sessions yesterday, one at the library, the other at the police station, residents said what they want in a new city manager. They want better public outreach on divisive issues like development and transportation. The previous city manager, Steve Barwick, resigned in the face of criticism about a lack of public engagement. Attendees said they wanted a candidate with experience managing a similar community and someone willing to adapt to Aspen's specific culture. Drew Gorgay from Peckham & McKinney moderated the sessions. Peckham & McKinney is the firm leading the search for candidates. There is a final session today at the Aspen Police Station. Gorgay will present his findings at a city council work session afterwards. Tonight, Basalt hears from a group trying to solve one of the toughest problems facing the Roaring Fork Valley, affordable and accessible early childhood education. Kristen Kay reports the idea is to create a special tax district from Aspen to Parachute to fund preschool for all kids.
The Rocky Mountain Preschool Coalition points to evidence that quality early childhood education makes students more likely to attend college and earn more later in life. But Colorado is the second most expensive state when it comes to preschool. Here in the Roaring Fork Valley, it's also hard to find. There are more 3 to 5 year olds than space available. The Rocky Mountain Preschool Coalition is made up of representatives from local school districts, businesses, and nonprofits. Cindy Kahn, executive director of Manaus, the nonprofit that's heading up the coalition, says there's support for a valley-wide preschool program. It would cost $2.5 million a year and could be funded by a sales or property tax increase. Roaring Fork School District Superintendent Rob Stein, a member of the coalition, presents to the Basalt Town Council tonight at 5:15. This is one of several meetings with local governments. Kristen Kay, Aspen Public Radio News.
Carbondale's Environmental Board wants the town's trustees to ban single-use plastic bags from all town businesses. Aspen Public Radio's Wyatt Orm has more.
The Environmental Board cites a 2016 survey in which the respondents overwhelmingly favored banning single-use plastic bags. The current law says only businesses over 3,500 square feet can't use them. The only business in town big enough to qualify is City Market, which hasn't used plastic bags since 2012, with a few exceptions. The store charges customers a 20-cent fee for paper bags. Similar measures passed in Aspen but failed in Basalt and Glenwood Springs. At their meeting tonight, the trustees will discuss expanding the ban with members of the Environmental Board. Wyatt Orm, Aspen Public Radio News.
I'm Zoe Rome, Aspen Public Radio News. Good morning.